I'm Jason Gay. Next week on Only a Game, the true story of the Clemson $2 bill. It's legal tender, it features orange tiger paw prints, and it may be coming to your college football town soon. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
Charlie, the U.S. national women's soccer team's gender discrimination lawsuit against USA Soccer is scheduled for May 2020. Now, that's just barely ahead of the Tokyo Summer Olympics. That means this is going to be this high-profile trial heading into that big mega competition. Is it good to get this thing out of the way before the Olympics, or is this a potential, you know, distraction heading into
it? I think it's probably a distraction, but it's also leverage.
Yeah.
I think the women, who have a heck of a case, by the way, they have a lot of leverage going into the Olympics. They will be one of the marquee attractions in the Olympics, especially for American television. And if they wind up saying, well, you know, we're all hung up with this lawsuit here and I don't know if we can play, that's going to put a lot of pressure on U.S. soccer, and it's not going to come from players this time. It's going to come from television networks.
I just can't believe USA Soccer is just willing to let this thing go on and on and on, rattling after the World Cup months and months.
They'll let it go on, you know, at least till the end of the year, certainly, but I have a feeling you're going to see a settlement sometime in the spring.
All right. On Thursday, the Oakland Raiders and the Green Bay Packers played a preseason game in Winnipeg on an 80-yard field. Why? Can you tell me?
Well, there was a hole in the end zone. it was, of course, a Canadian Football League field, which is larger than an NFL field.
Right.
But there was this hole in the end zone, and people were afraid that it would be completely unsafe if, you know, you're running over the middle and all of a sudden you disappear into Middle Earth. And, you know, that you don't know if you're going to get a little break on the salary cap if your guy gets swallowed up by the planet. So they played for 80 yards.
Now, was this hole because of, like, the stanchion of the field goal that they have there in Canadian football? As you said, the dimensions are different.
Yeah, pretty much. They had to move the goalpost. I don't know why they couldn't have played, by the way, with the Canadian Football League goalpost, why they had to go to all this fuss. But apparently they did, and that left a hole in the field. Apparently there was one other game played in a field shorter than 100 yards. The first playoff game between the Chicago Bears and the Portsmouth Spartans.
Oh,
you may remember the legendary Portsmouth Spartans.
Anyway,
it was the league's first playoff game. It was played inside. It was played in Chicago Stadium, the old hockey arena with the giant
pipe organ.
Yeah. So in 1932, arena football was invented, although nobody ever knew there would be a market for it.
Fantastic. This week, the Houston Astros denied a reporter from the Detroit Free Press access to pitcher Justin Verlander in the clubhouse after a Tigers-Astros game. Per baseball's rules, this kind of thing is not allowed. But the Astros seemed okay with violating the rule and risking a possible fine from the league in order to placate their star. You okay with this?
No, it's terrible. And Verlander should know better, and the Astros should know better. It has to do with a Detroit Free Press writer named Anthony Fenich, who apparently had some problems with Verlander, or Verlander had problems with him back when Verlander was with the Tigers. But that's a while ago. I mean, get over it, guy. You're a multi-million dollar, you know, ace, you know, major league pitcher. Try to get over the fact that you've got some kind of beef going with a local reporter in a city where you don't even play anymore.
In this week's Art Imitates Basketball Life Department, artist Jules Muck likes to paint murals. She did one recently on a residential building featuring Indiana native and hoops superstar Larry Bird. And then she heard from Larry Bird's lawyer. What was the problem?
She put tattoos on Larry. And one of the tattoos has a couple of rabbits doing things that you don't want to be, like, having them do on your arm. There's a spider web. There's a shamrock, obviously, for the Celtics. There's a number 76. I don't know what's going on there. Get the tats off Larry. Larry doesn't do tats. Come on.
Charlie, I'm going to assume here you've interviewed a shirtless Larry Bird at one point in your career. There are no tats at all?
No tats. Are you kidding? It's Larry. No tats. The artist, by the way, will be removing all the tattoos except for the one that says Indiana on Larry's left arm. So
I know. They were okay with that one. Well, you know, who doesn't like a nice Indiana tattoo on their arm? And finally, Charlie, last Sunday night, the Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates played in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the Little League World Series is underway. A fun time was had by all, especially for the Little Leaguers from East Bank, Louisiana, who openly mocked Cubs reliever Craig Kimbrell while he was on the mound. To what manner of mockery did the young scallywag subject Kimbrell?
Well, Kimbrell has this very strange pre-pitch stance where he looks like a vulture, you know, descending on a piece of carrion by the side of the road. And so they all stood up and did it back at him. His very first pitch, by the way, was hit for a home run. So I think we can say that the gang from East Bank really, really unnerved him. Those of us who remember his performance here in Boston, you know, refer to him as Six Flags Over Kimbrel, the greatest thrill park ride of all time. But I think the East Bank folks, they win the heckling award for this week for sure.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Jason.
Friends, listeners, Romans, I just want to give you a little heads up. Labor Day weekend is right around the corner. Maybe you're going for a long drive. You know what would be great for that long drive? A big bag of beef jerky. No, binging the Only a Game archives. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Subscribe to the Only a Game podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere great podcasts are shown.